Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Rookie minicamp wrapped up yesterday for the Chiefs here in Kansas City. And like, there's not much you can take from that. And everybody, some people had brought up on the text line, and when you brought it up, I truly had no idea it occurred. And you're like, oh, did you see the Xavier Worthy drop?
Oh, like, he did. Like, dropped one in a rookie minicamp, so, man.
There's just no way I'm going to freak out about that. I truly didn't even know that that actually occurred. Like, Xavier Worthy posted on Instagram just a photo of him at rookie minicamp, and the first Instagram comment is some troll like, "We saw the drop." Or whatever. It's like,
we saw the drop.
Yeah, go to his Instagram. Like, the first comment is someone's like, "We saw the drop." Like, it's minicamp. Mahomes isn't even throwing the ball. So there's very little things you can take from rookie minicamp. But Lewis Rees-Zammit, who's the fun story, right? The rugby player coming over. He spoke to the media yesterday, and he talked about the one player that he kind of looked up to, which is interesting because it's the player people are comping Xavier Worthy to maybe at some point in his career.
So DeSean Jackson was pretty much my role model growing up. From the age of probably 11 or 12, I used to watch him on YouTube all the time. So he was definitely one. You know, his speed was absolutely outrageous. His change of direction was unbelievable. The deep balls he was catching. But yeah, he was the main player that I would watch growing up.
I'll be honest. The only reason why we're playing audio is because I want to hear the accent. That's the only reason why we decided
he
to play.
He said he's
audio.
DeSean Jackson. You heard him.
Is that what I just wanted to hear the accent. That's why I played the cut. I hadn't heard it yet.
Do you think, what percentage chance would you say he makes the team? Like, makes the 53-man roster week one?
10%. I think he's a practice squad guy.
They didn't use the exemption on him. They use it on a different player. So technically, he is actively counting against their roster numbers, whatever it is, 90 or whatever the hell it is right now, 110, right now. So you think he's one of the 16 practice squad players?
Yep. I think it would take multiple injuries from pieces during camp, which happens, by the way, for him to make the 53. Because think about, look at the depth chart. Special teams would be the one area where
But easily the most interesting thing is, could rugby and the style of rugby be directly influenced into how to successfully do a kickoff?
Right.
Right away.
But Xavier Worthy also, because of his speed, could be intriguing in the punt return game. So that's where I find it tricky. If Clyde Edwards-Helaire had not signed back here, then I would say it's probably like a 25 or 30% chance he makes the team. But we're probably talking about making it as a special teams guy or like the third running back. I think he's a practice squad guy for 1 year. I mean, he's still learning the game. We talk about how complicated the playbook is for college players like Xavier Worthy to learn Andy's system. This is a guy that literally, he's been playing rugby. I mean, all the terminology is new. I'm not saying he won't pick it up eventually, but my guess is practice squad. My guess would be that for him. He did talk about just what minicamp has been like for him.
Yeah, I mean, it's completely different. Obviously, in rugby, it's very free-flowing. Unless you get a set piece in rugby, that's when you call a play. So there's probably 20 to 30 plays a game, whereas here you're talking hundreds. So it's been interesting to learn the playbook. Obviously, we're only a few installs in. I've only been here for a week. But yes, I've thoroughly enjoyed it, and you know, I can't wait to see what happens next.
We need to get him on the show during training camp.
Yeah,
just because the accent?
Just the accent. Yes. Yeah, I think we gotta pull that off.
I think he's got like a 15% chance to make the team.
So
Brett Veach said that the third running back is on the roster. He didn't say they were out looking. Remember, we had mentioned the idea of maybe bringing in a veteran running back, but they've got Pacheco, they've got Clyde as the safety net, and whether it be, and I'll be honest, if all he has to do is beat out Denarik Prince, that's not like the highest bar.
Any of these other undrafted guys.
Or any of the other undrafted guys. He seems just as likely to win that battle. Denarik Prince, I mean, was he active for how many games last year?
Prince?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe a game or two.
One, if that. Two? I mean, so it's not that crazy to beat him out.
I feel like he's got a great chance, a good chance that if he makes it, he'll be the special teams guy. He'll be the kick return guy. I think that...
Two games.
I wonder if they would utilize him just in not cover it. Like, if you punt, going on to tackle a guy in terms of coverage, like going after, because he has the rugby experience. I know he, obviously, with the ball in his hands, he can be super effective, but he's got that background enough where... You kind of play both sides when you're in rugby, at least the way that it tends to look. So maybe he's able to transition to that a little bit better, where if you just say, look, the guy's athletically crazy, we can get him on the field in some way, maybe that's the spot.
Well, the only way he makes the team, I think we all agree, because we all think it's in that 10 to 15% range, is special teams. I mean, that is
he'd be doing most days.
He has to show that he can actually be a factor there. Otherwise, he has no chance to make the team.
And then Andy would dream up like one formation that would be like one weirdo formation that he's in charge of, whatever. Could he be the, you know, the future Justin Reed, the backup kicker? You have to kick a lot in rugby. Justin Reed's only
got plenty of kickers on the team. They got Justin Reed that can help Butker. Matt Ariza, the punter, can also kick kicks. They got plenty of kicking options. They're set there. I think they're taken care of.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.